Although a few people in my area, and I'm talking about the National Party, they jumped the gun. And people were getting hold of me and saying, look, you're standing for Parliament. Why don't you tell those people they've got to complain? I thought, well, why would I bother to complain? So if they want to jump the gun by a couple of days, who cares? But I'll tell you what, there are some billboards being defaced right now and they're being, really targeted. And I understand that that is the case in Tamaki Makaurau. I think maybe, I'm not sure if it's just peculiar to West Auckland, but the person who could tell me is my guest this evening, Takutai Kemp, who is standing for Tamaki Makaurau for obviously in the Māori electorate seat of Tamaki Makaurau, Takutai Kemp, and she is very concerned about this, and rightly so. So welcome this evening, Takutai. What the hell is happening over there with the billboards? Whereabouts is this happening exactly in Tamaki Makaurau, the defacing of the billboards?
Well, kia ora, Miripeka. Thank you for having me on your show tonight and just continuing to raise awareness around the vandalism of my hoardings out here in Tamaki Makaurau. So it's been happening for the last couple of weeks out here, and we've been keeping an eye on it, but, over the last couple of days, it has gotten worse. It started off, and it's predominantly out in West Auckland. It started off with our signs being defaced with the word Māori being cut out, and now they've moved on to cutting the actual photo hoardings of myself in half now. And, as Māori, we've got to stand up and we've got to say to our whānau that this isn't good enough. And we expect better from people. Vandalism is vandalism, but then it's becoming racism. And it's alive and kicking here in Tamaki Makaurau.
Well, I suspect it's alive and kicking, as you know, Takutai, all around the country. But you've got them worried. People that do that, you must be making inroads. You must be making grounds. You must be getting heard. You're seen and heard, obviously. And people just don't want that. And so you're a threat. Obviously, you're a threat to whoever, to somebody's party. Because to be that concerned, to have that concerted effort going into defacing and vandalising your billboards, somebody's got the wind up.
Yeah, that's what people say, eh? But, I'm here for our whānau, sharing their concerns about what's happening for them and their local communities of Tamaki Makaurau. And that's what I'm here for. I mean, the difference between me and my other fellow candidates running for the Tamaki Makaurau seat is that I am on the ground. I hear the voices of whānau on the daily. The cost of living, there's a crisis. We all know that. Removing GST just from fruit and veggies, or not at all, doesn't cut it for us as people. We've been saying as for Te Pāti Māori, we want transformational change and meaningful change that will go back into the pockets of our whānau. And, that's getting up people's noses. They don't like that we're standing up for our people and that we're becoming more visible, that we want to make, we want to make a better Aotearoa, with setting up an independent mokopuna authority. Our policies are starting to, raise the horns on people out there here in Tamaki.
Oh, absolutely, Takutai. What I think you're doing, and the Te Pāti Māori is doing, it's making the others realise that what they're doing is pretty weak, pretty limp, and certainly, as you say, it's not going to do the transformational change. It'll be just it's tinkering around the edges. When I saw that the government is proposing, well, actually, it's Labour Party rather than the government, but the Labour Party was proposing the removal of GST just from fresh fruit and vegetables, I thought, hang on a moment, what about the meat? What about bread? What about milk? Eggs? I mean, forget about cheese, because who these days can afford a block of cheese? But, that's what people eat. They just don't eat fruit and veggies, all of those sort of things. And I thought, no, that's not going to cut it. And the great thing is, Pāti Māori is saying constantly, not good enough, isn't going far enough. And it's got all political parties rattled, because you are unequivocally saying, this is not going to support whānau to be able to live with dignity above the line and reach their potential. And as long as you keep highlighting where the failings are, they're going to get really so frustrated and annoyed.
Yeah, dangling a carrot in front of our whānau, thinking that, you know, saving, say, $5 a week on food or on veggies and fruit is going to do something meaningful for them, you know, who are they kidding? You know, like you said, our people eat more than fruit and veggies, meat, bread, butter, milk, all those sorts of things. You know, we want those on our tipu too. And that's why Te Pāti Māori is very clear about our policy to remove GST from all kai, but excluding cigarettes and alcohol. So if people really want change in government, they want to see more money put back in their pockets to be able to make better decisions for their whānau, then they need to vote Te Pāti Māori. And out here in Tamaki, we're pushing two ticks Te Pāti Māori. And we're saying, if you give a tick to another party, you're giving a tick to National and ACT. So we're really pushing out here Te Pāti Māori, two ticks. Party vote, candidate vote.
Yeah, and I agree with you. It should be two ticks. The other thing too is I always say, because people said to me, oh, well, you know, I'm not sure about Te Pāti Māori Merebeka. I said, well, if you believe a Pākehā party has got the best interests of your mokopuna at heart, I say you're delusional. You're delusional. The core constituency of Pākehā parties, which is National, ACT, and what the other ones, they're all, their core constituents are Pākehā. And they will never prioritise the issues for Māori. They will never prioritise the mokopuna decisions that need to be made. And so, you know, I look at Māori and, you know, honestly, Takutai, there are Māori that come up to me and say, oh, you know, not Te Pāti. I like you, Merepeka, but not Te Pāti Māori. I said, oh, well, you vote for the Pākehā then, because, you know, they didn't do anything for your grandparents. Absolutely not. And they're not going to do anything for you, right? And they're not doing anything for you right now. Sometimes I could shake our people. Honestly, Takutai, I could. But there is a learning. There are learnings here. And we have to understand that not everybody is, you know, is at the same area in terms of on the same continuum as some of us are. So you've got to take the people with you. And if they choose to lag behind and stay with the Pākehā, that's their democratic right as well.
Yeah, I so agree with you. There's lots of Māori out there that have that same conversation with me, and I say the same thing. You know, Te Pāti Māori is the only Indigenous party movement. We're the only Indigenous movement, and we're the only movement that will support the needs of Māori, that are for Māori, by Māori, with Māori. Total Māori decision-making, and that's who we are. And you're so right. If they want to continue to vote for a Pākehā party, then they won't be looked after like we can look after them for an Aotearoa hou, Te Pāti Māori. And just to say, Merepeka, as well, that we've actually got a reward out, you know, for anybody that sees any vandalism or it gets evidence of anybody vandalising our hoardings, if they can take a photo, a video, send it into my Facebook or Instagram page, and there will be a reward given, $1,500 for anybody that can bring forward any evidence of the vandalism, because we take this seriously, and there's no excuses for vandalism, for racism in an Aotearoa hou, and we want to make sure that people are reported for this damage to our hoardings. It costs a lot of money to be able to put our hoardings up around our communities. We're not a big movement. We're not as big as the other Pākehā parties who have, you know, $1 million funding streams that come through. We are not that. So every dime counts for us. And that when we find damage, we have to fix those, and then we can't always replace our hoardings. So whānau mā, if you're listening, there is a reward, $1,500, if you can take evidence of that taking place, send it to the Facebook page, Takutai Moana Natasha Kemp, or the Instagram page, and we will be in contact with any whānau. The great thing about this meripeka is that whānau have messaged in and offered to be kaitiaki, offered to watch over the signs. A lot of whānau have said put up some cameras, you know, and it's been neat, the engagement and tautoko from our whānau here across Tamaki Makaurau.
Yeah. Well, and you are right, of course, because Te Pāti Māori doesn't have the funds that other political parties have got, you know, to help them promote, first of all, who they are. And it is always expensive to run a campaign. And so Te Pāti Māori wants to make sure that their billboards are going to last the distance for the whole, because there's another 8 weeks to go yet. So, you know, they've got to be able to be up there so that people can see, hello, that's a sign. And but I said before, and I do believe this, Takutai, is that Te Pāti Māori is getting mainstream Pākehā parties rattled, you know, because we're absolutely unapologetically Māori. I mean, I just love it when Debbie and Rawiri speak on the floor of the house, because who can argue with them? They know their stuff. People are ringing them every day just to say, hey, are you aware of this? This is what's happening. So, you know, they've got real-time experiences, real-time sort of reality of the whānau right now struggling in times of this increase in the cost of living. And so, you know, whenever I listened to them, I said, you're absolutely right. That's exactly right. That's what's happening. And nobody in the house can actually challenge them on what they're talking about. They know it backwards and frontwards. They know that people are giving them information to, you know, help them to build a case. And they're on the floor of the house going hard. And I just look at them and I feel so proud, Takutai, when I hear them, when I just hear them just going and just calling it as it is and just saying, you know, we're not here to be friends. We're here to say to this country, this is the reality of whānau living in Aotearoa in this day and age right now. And you better be aware that this is this is a democracy, and we're actually, particularly our young people, they're getting galvanized, and we want to make sure that the democratic process is inclusive of us. And that means without fear or favor, we can put up our billboards and know that nobody should be touching them, because we don't do that to anybody else. And the only people who are doing it to us are those who are actually fearful now that Māori are rising and they just do not want to see it.
You're so, so correct. And that's us, Te Pāti Māori. We're straight up the guts, all about our whānau and all for an Aotearoa home.
And so tell me, how is your campaign going? If so we've left the billboards, it's $1,500 award, and that's great. And I know that the whānau, as they, you know, over through the night, and as they're going to work, coming home or whatever, they'll be looking out for the billboards. There's no doubt about that. But how for you is the campaign going so far? I see a lot that you're out and about. Hey, something also happened over the weekend at the market. I saw that there was some unpleasantness there for some of your volunteers. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. You know, again, racism is alive and kicking. You know, there's rules at a market where you need to stand, all those sorts of things. But, you know, it's okay for our volunteers to walk through the market when they're going to get a pie. And, you know, they just happen to stop and have a kōrero with one another. And one of our volunteers got pushed by a Pākehā male. And, you know, he reprimanded her and said, you are not to be in the lane, you are not to stand in front of my stall, and actually physically pushed her, not once, but twice. And this is the type of, you know, racism, bullying that we're putting up with on the daily out there. And, you know, you hear about it, but when you're actually involved and it's one of your own, you know, we have to talk to our volunteers and, you know, remind them that when we're out there, we must always continue to smile. You know, we must never lash back. We are representing our movement of Te Pāti Māori, and we must walk away. And I'm so proud of my volunteers, our volunteers that give their time, and that's what they did. But it has been reported, because nobody should put up with that behaviour, and we would never accept it anywhere else. So we've got, again, we encourage whānau, you know, stand up, fight for what we believe in. You know, we should never back down or feel like we can't stand up for ourselves. And, you know, one of our kaumātua, he went over to try and talk to him to say, hey, that's not how you treat our wahine. the man, he turned around and just ignored our kaumātua. So, you know, even in Manurewa, and we're pretty well known in Manurewa for our mahi and our community work that we do, and we still have those that are against anything to do with being Māori.
Yeah.
Very sad, actually. Yeah. But I've got to say, the campaign, what I love is talking to different whānau. So we have something called Fry Bread Fridays, and we're out across Tamaki Makaurau, different marae, different organisations in front of different stores that allow us to, you know, park up in front of their shop. And we have kai and kōrero. And, you know, a lot of whānau come and they actually do want a kōrero. They want a mihi to te pāti Māori. They congratulate us on the mahi that we're doing. They love our leaders, Rāwiri and Whaia Debs. You know, they really look forward to the election, and a lot of first-time voters are coming forward and saying, I'm ready to vote, so I'm going to vote Te Pāti Māori. There are a lot of whānau as well that have never voted before in their lives and are prepared to give their votes to Te Pāti Māori. You know, a lot of us just, they just love having a kōrero, and that's what I've loved the most about the campaign, talking to different whānau. But the other thing we need to talk about more, Merepeka, and we must raise it more in all our platforms, is that tangata tiriti can give their party vote to Te Pāti Māori. I have had a lot of kōrero amongst our tangata tiriti whānau who all mihi to Te Pāti Māori, Indians, Pakistanis, Egyptians, Pākehā, you know, different Pākehā descent, and they love what we do at Te Pāti Māori. So, you know, we want to encourage our tangata tiriti, our non-Māori whānau, that they can give their party vote to Te Pāti Māori. Anybody can give their party vote to Te Pāti Māori. You do not have to be Māori. So I think everywhere we go, we must continue to kōrero and raise the tangata tiriti kōrero.
Well, you're right, you know, because one of the things, Takutai, that I've noticed, and this is unbelievable, but Pākehā on the general roll, they don't realise that you can vote for Pāti Māori for the party vote. And I look at them and they say, oh, but I can't vote for, you know, Pāti Māori. I'm not on the Māori. I said, you can put your second vote. If you're not on the Māori roll, then that's kaitapai, you know. But your party vote can go to... And they said, oh, can we? And I look at them and I thought, you're supposed to be the bloody bright ones, you know. I thought, oh, my goodness gracious me. So there's a, you know, sometimes people just... Well, I'm not saying they're ignorant, but I'm saying that they don't actually take the time to read and to understand that you get two ticks. One of them is for the member of parliament that you want, and the other one is for the party that you want. And they do not have to be exclusively the same. They don't have to be. And so many people have said that to me, and I thought, my goodness, that means up until now, they haven't realised in the last 15 years that they could have put, if they, you know, if it's a general seat or whatever, which some of them are, that they could have actually put their party vote to Māori, to Te Pāti Māori. Well, that tells you something, doesn't it?
It does. And we've got to educate, raise the awareness for all whānau that they can vote. Anyone, any ethnicity, tangata tiriti can vote for Te Pāti Māori.
That's true. Oh, well, we've got some weeks ahead of us yet and good campaigning to go.